The next patient is Jerry Vornholt, V-O-R-N-H-O-L-T, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. This is a clinical case of a 82-year-old white male that was referred to the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient had a creatinine that was 1.7 milligrams per cent and is estimated GFR around 40 mLs per minute. During the first evaluation, we didn't have a microalbumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio. And at that time, we recommended that the patient follow a low-sodium diet, fluid restriction of 40 to 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. And the patient has been following the recommendations. He lost 4 pounds. He weighs 180 pounds, and the laboratory workup shows that the albumin creatinine ratio is 28. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine went down to 1.2 with an estimated GFR of 59. And a fasting glucose of 80, serum electrolytes with their normal limits. The patient had a albumin of 3.9, and the potassium was 4.9. In the protein creatinine ratio was 90, which is completely normal. Number two, the patient had a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 142 over 76. That has been very stable. The patient states that he gets blood pressure readings that are better at home. Following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease that gets him significant symptoms, not only in terms of heartburn, but esophageal spasms that he has to deal with that on a daily basis. Periodically, my recommendation is to get Mrs. Sally Oliver to refer him for the a swallowing evaluation and a GI opinion. Period. Following number, the patient has a hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is in replacement therapy. Following number, the patient was advised to avoid as much as possible taking PPIs. If something has to be taken, could be H2 blockers. A following number, the patient has a history of bullous, B-U-L-L-O-U-S, pemphigoid, P-E-M-P-H-I-G-O-I-D. That is treated with the administration of prednisone 10 milligrams every day. If he cuts down to 8 milligrams, he has a flare-up. Following number, the patient had an ultrasound of the retroperitoneum in which the kidney size were symmetrical at 11.2. There was no evidence of increase echogenicity or thinning of the cortex. There is no evidence of obstruction or calcifications. On the other hand, in the postvoid ultrasound of the kidney, was With the residual of 45 mLs and the full bladder was 256. This is most likely associated to BPH. The patient is otherwise in a stable condition. We are going to ask him to come back in 6 months for follow-up. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the chart, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes.